So just yesterday, I attended a workshop for the deacons in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and Father Patrick Brady, a priest of the Archdiocese and a scripture scholar, presented us with the workshop on how to preach the Gospel of John. And his focus was this very gospel, the Wedding at Cana gospel. So for 3 hours, I had the opportunity to really take this gospel apart. I invite you all to get very comfortable. I'll try and keep it a little shorter than that. But the amazing thing that I learned about this gospel yesterday was that, in a sense, this gospel tells our story of discipleship. It describes the process of coming to be a believer. The essence of the gospel really is about something that we don't really pay a great deal of attention to, and if we do, oftentimes we do it with a cynical eye. And that is the depersonalization of Mary. In John's gospel, Mary's name is not mentioned. In fact, Jesus refers to her as woman. We can read that in a cynical way to suggest, well, that was just another way of a male-dominated society to suppress women. But what it's really about is Jesus changes the way we relate with one another. The presence of Jesus renews us in our relationships and in our love. So even his mother gets depersonalized. Jesus is the only person who is the focal point of this gospel, because this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We're moving into ordinary time. We went from Advent to the Christmas season, and now we're back to ordinary time. It's a very short ordinary time this year. We'll begin Lent later on next month. But ordinary time is a particularly good time for us to focus on what is the essence of our faith. What is it that makes us believers? Again, we turn to this gospel, and the gospel is telling us the way we begin to be believers is to do what Mary tells the servants to do. Listen to him. Listen to the word of God. And in listening to the word of God, we begin to see things differently. So water becomes wine. The signs, these works of Jesus, these miracles of Jesus, begin to change who we are. And it begins to change our perception of who Jesus is. We begin to recognize God with us. I think the most important thing that I want you to take with you this morning is this idea of being a person of faith is not about recognizing, believing, and that's it. Being a person of faith is about staying in the process of faith. We are imperfect, and our faith is imperfect. And it's too easy for us to be disappointed with ourselves or to give up if we feel like we are not being perfect in our exercise of faith. John recognizes that. John's community recognized that. And so John emphasizes the reality that it's not about being perfect, but it's about staying in the process. If you notice, the gospel ends with his disciples began to believe. We have begun to believe. And it's our job, our work, to continue in that process of believing. That's why we come here. That's why we proclaim this word. And most importantly, that's why we participate in the saving action of Jesus. That's what we do this morning. So when you come forward to receive Christ, don't come forward expecting yourself to be perfect, but come forward willing to listen to the Word of God. Come forward willing to act on the Word of God. Come forward willing to stay in the process of our faith.